We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Mishim Hab Yaakov Pevidechus Eliyo. We're in Temura Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Ein Mechatas Nasin Mechatas Ela Imatan Efer. This is a discussion of the ashes of the Paraduma, which mix with spring water. The Torah says Vela Kachula Tamei in Parshas Chukas. We take, in order to purify the person who's Tamei Meis, we take from the ashes of the burnt Para Aduma, and we place the ashes in the Mayim Chayim, in the spring water. And the Mishnah is here to teach us that at the time when we place the Afer of the Para Aduma on the water, that's when it becomes the Mechatas and is able to purify, which means the water already has to be in the Kli, and then you pour the ashes in. Not the reverse, where the ashes are in first and then you pour the water. No, the Pasuk says, that clearly the water has to be in the Kli, because it says, Mayim Chayim El Keli. The Mayim Chayim, the spring water, is already in the Kli, and then I place the ashes inside. The fact that it says, it sounds like v'nasan alav mayim chayim, it sounds like you're placing alav on the ashes, the mayim chayim, although it says mayim chayim elakeli, but it also says v'nasan alav mayim chayim. It sounds like you're placing the mayim on top. So that is not teaching us that the water, that the ashes are there first and then you put in the water. The water is there first. V'nasan alav mayim chayim means that after I put the ashes on, I have to mix it well, so now it looks like the water is on top of the ashes as well. But really, v'nasan alav mayim chayim el keli, mayim chayim are in the keli first, and then I put in the ashes. Where is that derived from? So we derive that from Parsha Sota. When it comes to the Sota, the Pasuk says, v'min ha'afar asher yiyeh b'karkah ha'mishkan, the Kohen has to take from the dirt on the ground of the Mishkan of the Mikdash, yikacha kohen v'nasan alamayim, and he places that in the water. So we see that the dirt, ashes, whatever it may be, is placed inside the water. The min hamachshir, the species that's supposed to cause the hechsher, the purification, or the checking, in the case of the sota, that is the one that's placed inside after the water is already there. So that's the first halacha. Ein mechatas nasin mechatas ela imatan efer. The efer has to be placed in after the water is already there. The next halacha discusses a Beis HaPras. The Beis HaPras is mentioned in several Mishnayos throughout Shas. Beis HaPras is a field that has a grave that was plowed. And the Chachamim were afraid, well, once you plow an area that has a grave, there may be some bones from the grave that have been dragged along. Even the size of a barley grain. Etzim kesaora is mitame v'mago v'masa. Maybe not ba'oel, but if you touch it, or you carry it, you will become tame. And therefore, we're afraid that maybe because the field was plowed, so therefore there is some type of tumah. So the halacha was the chachamim decided made exera that anyone is within 100 amos of that grave in the direction where they plow the field is tame midrabanan. So here the Mishnah says regarding the Beis HaPras, Ein Beis HaPras, Ose Beis HaPras. So one Beis HaPras that was plowed, let's say you plowed it again in the direction of a different field, that doesn't make a Beis HaPras of the second area. So one area that's a Beis HaPras, 100 amos radius is around that area where it was plowed is going to be Tameh. And now you plow from there, that already existing Beis HaPras, to another area, to another field, so that next field doesn't become a Beis HaPras. We're not afraid that maybe a piece of the bone that came from the grave that may have been in the first Beis HaPras may be brought to the next Beis HaPras. V'lo truma achar truma. Another halacha. This is also, this not after this. This is halacha when it comes to truma. If you have, let's say, two shutfim, two partners, and they separate truma for the crop, the halacha is, at least one opinion, is that neither truma is going to take effect, you're not allowed to have anything. Everything remains tevel. We don't assume that truma has been taken. That's one explanation for lo truma achar truma. Others claim it's not shutfim at all. Rashi claims if one person took truma, And then they took truma again. The second truma is not considered truma, only the first truma. The Balei HaTosfos questioned that when it comes to shvutvim, partners, if in fact each one took truma to say neither of the trumos are going to take effect, that doesn't seem to be consistent with the next halacha of the Mishnah, which is actually finally related to our Masechta, where we say velo temura achar to oset temura. We can't confuse it. There's truma achar truma, and there's temura oset temura. So the next Mishnah, the next halacha of the Mishnah is going to tell us that if we exchange one behema schulin with a behema of a carbon, and that becomes temura, and then you did it again, you're that second animal, you want to transfer its kedusha to another animal, the second one doesn't become temura, and that's based on a pasuk. So in order for these to be consistent, really, for the truma achar truma to follow temura oset temura, it's difficult to assume that neither of the person separated, the two shutfim, both of the partners separated truma 2% from the crop, that nothing is truma, because the next halacha is telling us that the first thing becomes temura, just not the second. So maybe it would make more sense here, say the Balei HaTosfos, that we assume that in such a case where shutfim, partners, separated truma, we assume that the trumas harishon is truma. Whoever took truma first is that is considered the truma for both of them. We assume that the shutfim, the partners, gave permission for each of them to take the truma. And since the one who took truma first happened to be one who did it first, he did it with the das of his friend. Therefore, that truma is going to be effective. The truma of the sheni, of the second person who did it only afterwards, maybe not knowing that the other person separated the truma, that is ineffective. So different ways to understand what it means. Velo truma achar truma. But then comes our halacha, velo temura oset temura. As we said, based on the pasuk of Yahu usimura so you er kodesh, only that temura, only the chulin animal that you exchange, where you try to transfer the kedusha from the kadosh animal to that chulin animal, becomes temura, has now the kedusha that takes effect, but not temuras temura. So if you try then to transfer from the second animal to the third, that third animal, that chulin animal, will not become kadosh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer havlad. Then the Mishnah says velo havlad oset temura. If let's say you have a chulin animal and you had the vlad, the offspring of a kodesh animal, and you now want to transfer the kedusha of the offspring of a kodesh animal to a chulin animal, does not take effect, because the pasuk says v'hayahu and hu utumura so yeah kodesh, that the original animal remains kadosh and the one you transfer to. But hu means hu v'lo avlad, means the mother animal but not the offspring. Rabbi Yehuda Omer havlad oset temura. He believes yes, the vlad, the offspring of a kadosh animal, can affect temura and make a chulin animal kadosh, because the pasuk says v'hayahu usmura so yihyeh kodesh. The word yihyeh is extra. Rabbi Yehuda learns yihyeh comes to include the vlad that also is also able to affect temura. The vlad of a kadosh animal can transfer kedusha to a chulin animal. Amro, the chachamim disagreed and said back to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true. Hekdesh oset temura, velo havlad, velo temura osen temura. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, only an animal, a carbon that was directly kadosh, could now make a temura from a chulin animal. And velo havlad, a vlad cannot make temura, velo temura osen temura. And something that already became temura of a carbon cannot make another temura. However, that's only that second animal that cannot make another temura. But if you're using the first kadosh animal and transferring it, trying to transfer its kedusha to a second animal, a third animal, a fourth animal, so then all of those animals, even 100 animals, will become kadosh, because what you're doing is you're trying to transfer the kedusha from that first animal. That first animal was the kadosh animal, the animal that was designated for hektish. So that can make many temuros. But making temura from the temura, from the animal that had already been received the exchange kedusha, so that now that second animal cannot transfer kedusha to the third. The first one can continue to transfer kedusha to others. And of course, as we said, temura, the original, remains kadosh. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Ha'ofos v'hamanachos enon osin temura. So ofos, you have pigeons, internal doves, which we know can be designated as karbanos. And in fact, what a person was makdish them, amenachos, flower offerings. So all of these enaros and tamura. Let's say you took, you have an oaf, a bird of chulin, and you want to transfer the kedusha from an oaf of hekdesh, or let's say you have a solas, flower of chulin, and you want to transfer the kedusha from solas, a flower of hekdesh. So kedusha does not take effect on the chulin bird or on the chulin flower. Shelo ne'amar ela bivehema, says the Mishnah, because the pasuk says v'mhamer yomir behema bivehema. So it's only animals, not birds, and not solas. Hatzibur v'hashutofim ein an osim tamura. Shene'amar lo yomir oso. The tzibur, the community, or shutin, or partners, cannot affect tamura, because it says v'lo yachli yifene v'lo yomir oso. Oso is lashon yachid, it's singular, and therefore we learn from there yachid oset tamura v'lo hatzibur v'lo hashutofim osim tamura. Therefore, the tzibur, the community, or partners, cannot make tamura, cannot affect tamura. Transferring kedusha from their communal joint animal to behemas chulin, it will not take effect. So that's a lot of animals that cannot affect tamura. So karbanos tzibur, think about the karbanos that we bring on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. Those are all communal offerings. The karban tamid of every day, communal offering that was based on the shkalim that we brought, gave to the Beis Hamikdash. You have a group of people joined together for a karban Pesach. That's also eneros tamura. That's a communal joint karban. And anytime people gather, people join together to bring a karban bishutfus, that also would be excluded from the halachos of tamura. Then the Mishnah says, karbanos bedek habayis ain an osim tamura. If you have a karban, now really not, it really shouldn't be called a karban, because once it's a karban, it's not bedek habayis, it's not given for the temple treasury, but rather it's a karban placed on the mizbeach. It has kedushas haguf. So therefore, some have the girsa here. The text reads kadshe bedek habayis ain an osim tamura, because in the parasha of tamura it says v'beheima asher yakuvu b'mena karban Hashem. It's a karban kadshe bedek habayis. Are not called a karban. And that could be an animal too. A person designates an animal not as a karban, but rather, I'm giving this animal to the Bedek Abayis. They can use the money of the animal for whatever they like to for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So that animal doesn't have kedusha sikav. It doesn't have inherent kedusha. And therefore, that animal's not a karban. So therefore, if that now becomes, it's given to the Bedek Abayis, and you want to transfer the kedusha from that animal to another animal, the kedusha does not transfer because that animal is not a karban. Amar Rabbi Shimon, I know that you said in the last two halachos that the reason why a shutfim mitzibur can't make tamura is because it says v'lo yamir oso. Oso is singular. And when it came to bedek habayis, it doesn't affect tamura because this is karban lashem in the pasuk, and this is not a karban. He says, I'll explain to you why in fact these cannot make tamura, and kachay betek habayis, by the way, are still called a karban, and there's a different reason why the kachay betek habayis do not affect tamura, and he explains why. V'halo ha-maser b'chlal haya. Maser behema was included in the regular rules of all karbanos that affect tamura. What does that mean? Well, we have the psukim in Parshas B'chukosai. Let's say our lo yachli fenu lo yomir asovim hamir yomir behema bebehema. That's the section of Parshas B'chukosai that's Perech of Zayin Pasuk Yud that speaks about the general laws of tamura. Yet later on, in the parsha of several psukim later, in not Chav Zayin psukim that we have earlier, pasuk Tes, pasuk Yud, but rather Perek Chav Zayin psukim Lamed Beis through Lamed Gimel. Listen to what the psukim say towards the end of the parsha. It says v'lachol v'chol ma'asar ba'karvatzon. Kol asher yavar tachas hashavet, which we know, of course, is maser behema from cattle and from sheep, and they go underneath the rod, and you paint the tenth one red, and ha'asiri ekoresh l'Hashem. Then all of a sudden, what does the Torah say in that context of maser behema? Lo yivaker bein tov l'rav. You're not supposed to take the good for the bad for the good. V'lo yimirenu. Don't cause tamura. Vim hamer yimirenu. And if you do so, v'yahu usmarasov yekodesh. So that's very odd. The Torah already told us the laws of Temura, which affect all animals. And then all of a sudden, in the Parsha, in the section that speaks about Maser Behema in specific, it mentions it again. So that's what the Mishnah is asking Rabbi Shimon is using to explain why he thinks Karbanos of Bedek HaBayis are not Osim Temura. Not because of Karban Hashem. They're called a Karban as well. But it's learned from Maser. What's the issue with Maser Behema, says the Mishnah again on Rabbi Shimon. Aloha Maser Bechlal Haya. Maser was included in the general rule of Temura regarding all animals, all Karbanos, because it's a type of Karban. V'lama Yatza. So why was it taken out, Minaklal? Why was it singled out, as we explained? La must be to teach you something. La Hakish a love. To make a Hekish a comparison to it. To Maser Behema, in what way? To teach us a general rule about Temura. Ma Maser Karban Yachid, just like a Maser is a Karban Yachid, is a Karban of an individual. Yatzu Karbanos Tzibur. That's why Karbanos Tzibur are excluded, because they're different than Maser. Maser becomes the model. So it's not because it says V'lo Yomir Oso in singular, and not Karbanos Tzibur. No, it's because of the Hekesh, the comparison to Maser. Maser is a Karban Yachid, so Karbanos Tzibur communal offerings are taken out of the laws of Temura. And Ma Maser Karban Mizbeach, just like Maser Behema is an animal, is a Karban that's placed on the Mizbeach. It's not given to Bedek HaBayis. Yatzur Karbanos Bedek HaBayis. That excludes the Karbanos of Bedek HaBayis as well from the laws of Temura. So this is an application of the famous principle that's found in Rabbi Shmuel Amar, one of the 13 Midos Shatorin addresses by him, which is Kol Davar. We can look in the Siddur, right, before Mizmor Shir, before Baruch Shamar. Kol davar shaya bechlal, anything that was in the general rule, and that's exactly what happened here. Maser was in the general rule of Temura like all other animals. That you're not allowed to do Temura, and if you do, it takes effect. V'yatza minaklal, but then it was singled out, taken out of the general category, because it has its own laws of Temura that the Torah mentions at the end of Parshas Zechariah. Why do I have to mention it again? L'lamed, it's there to teach you. What's it there to teach you what? V'yatza minaklal l'lamed, it's clearly taken out and singled out to teach you something. Lo l'lamed al atzmo yatzah. It's not there to teach you something only about itself. El l'lamed al klal kulo yatzah. It was taken out and singled out of the klal to teach you something about the whole klal. That this is a law not only for Maser Behema, and that Maser Behema becomes the model to teach you the binyan av, to teach you the law for everything. And that is that even if kachay bedek habayis are called karban, it doesn't matter. They're going to be excluded because maser behema is a karban placed on the mizbeach, and maser behema is a karban yachid. So communal offerings are excluded, and kachay bedek habayis are excluded. We have this rule. Let's say, for example, this kol hadash v'chal, maybe the most famous one of all, is the fact that we have the laws of Shabbos. All 39 malachos are derived from the Mishkan. We have a tradition, yet one of them is singled out. Which one is that? Havaran, Parshas Vayakel. It says, Lo Sivaru Esh B'chol Moshe Vosechem. So we apply the same principle of Rabbi Shmuel, which is something that was taken out of the klal. Clearly, Havara was already included in the 39 malachos, which we have through a tradition of Mesorah from what we did to construct the Mishkan. So why was it singled out? Only one malacha singled out. You're not allowed to ignite a fire on Shabbos. Not teaches you anything about itself, but rather to teach you something about all karbanos, all halachos, malachos of Shabbos. And that's what? To teach you that each and every malach of Shabbos is considered a separate Aveira, and therefore if a person was unaware of several malachos that are prohibited on Shabbos and did them, he'd be chayv a karban chatas for each and every one. It separates each and every one to a separate Aveira. That's why it was singled out, what we call Havara l'chalek yatzas.